This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women that are listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, and a special shout-out tonight to our suicide jockeys who are out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel and whatnot, the petroleum products for America to keep moving too. Special shout out to the suicide jockeys. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information about the program, and check out all the different offers we have over there too. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's take a look at saying the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out talking about the big story, and that was Jeffrey Epstein yesterday being arraigned in federal court. Now, the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman held a press conference, and this is pretty much the gist of where they're going. This is what Jeffrey Berman told reporters yesterday.
He was 14 years old at the time that they were allegedly abused. As alleged, Epstein was well aware that many of his victims were minors. And not surprisingly, many of the underage girls that Epstein allegedly victimized were particularly vulnerable to exploitation. The alleged behavior shocks the conscience. And while the charged conduct is from a number of years ago, it is still profoundly important to the many alleged victims, now young women. They deserve their day in court, and we are proud to be standing up for them by bringing this indictment. Combating sex trafficking and exploitation of children is a priority for this office and for the Department of Justice, as the sexual abuse of a minor can have devastating effects on victims, often lasting for years. That is why my office will not rest until perpetrators of these types of crimes are brought to justice. Victims' voices, including the many voices of Epstein's alleged victims, must be heard.
Now, Kyle, the statement issued yesterday by former President Bill Clinton shows that he, because he's up to his eyeballs on this, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It shows that he is running for cover, and he absolutely laid the track out there. Well, I didn't know anything. I had no idea any of this stuff was going on. Really? 26 trips that we know were documented on his aircraft to that little island down there in the Caribbean, and he didn't know. That's that we know of. We don't know about the ones that he snuck out, left the Secret Service behind, and wasn't listed on the passenger manifest because he went incognito.
That's right. A Clinton spokesperson earlier said President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to in Florida some years ago, or to which he has been recently charged in New York. And they go on to say in 2002 and 2003, President Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane to Europe, to Asia, and 2 trips to Africa. So there's a little bit of a disparity there, Captain, obviously, from what people have come to know as the so-called Lolita Express. And that might be at play here as well as more information comes out. And then, of course, there is, I think, the motion underway right now to try to get the documents unsealed from the previous Epstein issue, where all these things were sealed up, where a lot of these elites could be named, at least in terms of connection. Not that they're guilty of crimes per se, but that they were closely involved somehow with Epstein.
Now, how does the Cabinet Secretary, Mr. Acosta, get involved in all of this? Because right now Nancy Pelosi is demanding that he resigns.
Well, that's right. I think he had helped to negotiate the deal back several years ago. I think it was 2008 when he got the plea deal, and it got the 18-month sentence, of which he served about 13 months. And so that's the connection here in the Trump administration to the current charges that are coming out right now. And so I think they're trying to hop on that politically, so to speak, and try to make some hay out of it.
Now, because the U.S. attorney deemed him a flight risk, I believe he's still sitting in jail, correct?
He is sitting in jail, and he'll be there, I think, at least until July the 15th.
I was going to say he'll be there at least a week, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Before they have a bond hearing.
They'll have a bond hearing, exactly. And so these are obviously very serious charges, and some of these the details that we are hearing about from the Southern District, of course, are extremely unsettling and very upsetting, to say the least. So a lot of more of this is going to come out, but they'll have their day in court.
All right. And Robert Melendez, a senator from New Jersey, is also on the list of names. We'll get into that, and then we'll get into the political nature of some other stuff here. When we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington, listening to us on the Megatalk stations, AM 920 and AM 1400 up there, KITZ Radio. And I want to tell you that I am definitely sold on what Relief Factor can do when it comes to pain and the swelling that I've got in my ankle and my leg, and other discomfort I've got with the different injuries that I've suffered. And, of course, as I've told you before, arthritis is my worst enemy. Now, I've tried the medication route. I had Mobic and Flexeril I took for quite a while. The side effects got me to where I said, nope, I don't need to do this anymore. So then I decided to take Aleve for a while. I took 6 Aleve a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner, always with food, because that's what the doctor said. And then somebody came up to me and said, hey, man, you're taking stuff that's going to cause internal bleeding, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And I went, oh, goody. So about that time, I heard the commercial for Relief Factor, and I tried the starter kit, which cost me $19.95. I followed the instructions the way it said to take it to begin with, and my pain went away. It went away. Now, I still have, on a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 2 in terms of pain. It depends on the weather. When it gets cold, I have more than days when it's warmer. I happen to be one of those that likes the heat because it's better for the injuries that I've sustained. But if you are having a problem and you want to try something that's 100% drug-free, all natural, that's worked for me, I want you to go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the starter 1995 kit. Try it, see if it works, and let me know, because I believe it'll work for you because it worked for me. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in talking about the Epstein case, I'm going to close it out this way. It's not just Bill Clinton. There's some pretty heavy hitters in the Democratic Party that are on this passenger manifest, as well as in the Black Book, which is a book of contacts that Epstein had. And as we talked about yesterday, you didn't hear the conversation I had with Denise Simon, but she's actually got a copy of the names that are in the Black Book, as well as a copy of the manifest of the people that traveled on that plane back and forth. I don't know how she got it. She didn't tell me, but she's got it. And the other big name that was in there that got into all kinds of trouble a while back is Senator Bob Melendez from New Jersey. Remember him?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's in the middle of all this, too. This is not the first time his name has come up when it's come to dealings with ladies, if you will, or ladies of the night, however you want to express that. I'll just let it lay there. But the Attorney General, Bill Barr, has recused himself from this whole case.
Yes, and we have a little bit more information on that now at this hour, Captain, and that's because evidently Attorney General Barr once worked for one of the law firms that represented Epstein, although he says it was long ago, and he doesn't exactly say which firm it was, but perhaps out of an abundance of caution, because this case is so high profile and he doesn't want there to be any kind of calls for, well, wait a minute, there's some kind of bias going on here with the Attorney General. So he's recused himself.
Now, the other thing about the Attorney General is he now sees a legal path for census citizenship question. And we're not being told what it is, but they are definitely going to go back and challenge the ruling with the new wording for this question and the way they're going to go about asking it to see if they can get it approved and put on the census.
That's right. And what we understand is that, yes, they do disagree, obviously, with what the Supreme Court said, but with this sort of new take on it, as it were, they're going to be issuing a presidential memorandum to the Commerce Department, and in that memorandum, that's going to instruct them to have this question on the census. So, get ready, because there are obviously going to be some challenges to this, and we're going to see how it goes.
Speaking of getting ready, the Democrats need to keep two hands on the wheel and try the best they can to try talking logical stuff instead of all this illogical stuff that'll never happen. My list of 20 proposals that they came out with yesterday, which, by the way, is right over here to my left, so I can read it any time, because the president is surging to an all-time high in terms of his popularity and approval rating in office. The Washington Post poll, which is by no means a favored poll for Donald Trump under any circumstances, has him at an all-time high for job description and ability.
Well, right. And, of course, people are looking around, Captain, and they see that they've got a good job. Their friends are getting good jobs. The unemployment rate, of course, is at a 50-year low since we first put a man on the moon and hasn't been this low, essentially. So these are all good things. And as typical indicators, they are very good for going into 2020 for President Trump. And that being said, the Democrats also, I think, are having that sort of that moment where they realize that their resistance strategy is a complete failure. that going the direction of just simply hashtag resist the president, resist Trump, not my president, et cetera, has not gotten them where they want to be. Trump is not imploding. The American people are not saying, oh my goodness, anybody but Trump. In fact, I think they're beginning to say the opposite. Things are going pretty well.
So the Democratic axis of evil, known as AOC, Tlaib, and Omar, are up to their eyeballs in the middle of a confrontation with Nancy Pelosi. Part of it was because Ocasio-Cortez tweeted something very problematic, like calling the president and the people around him Nazi sympathizers.
I mean, really, exactly. I mean, this this kind of stuff, you know, I think most voters just, they look at that or they tune it out, but, or they get a very, very
well, the people I talk to think she's nuts.
Well, of course. And, of course, going against Nancy Pelosi, who, while not being like AOC in terms of trying to, I don't know, create the revolution or something like that, she is a significant political force in this nation. And AOC and Tlaib and others, Ilhan Omar and so forth, I think they sort of don't really realize this because they're not seasoned lawmakers, they're not seasoned politicians. And so one wonders, what is it that Ocasio-Cortez and the others are really trying to do? They are creating a massive amount of chaos, even within their own party, but to what end? They're not simply trying to govern or introduce bipartisan ideas. No, they literally want to upend everything, and I think even, I mean, this is saying a lot. Even Nancy Pelosi is sitting up and taking notice of that.
Well, Omar admitted that she may have, quote, flubbed. That's flubbed some facts in her talk and tale of racism and injustice.
Well, flubbed. Okay. Well,
how about faked? How about lied? How about deceived? Flubbed. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. Well, of course. But you see, again, they're almost banking on the idea that they're not really ever going to be challenged, vetted. Nobody's going to say, wait a minute, what you're saying makes no sense, or what you're saying is so far off the charts that, you know, or whose side are you on kind of a thing. And, you know, so they go along their merry way. But now, of course, she's starting to get some of that scrutiny.
And, of course, her compadres around her are saying, hey, back off. You're going to cost us an election here if you don't back off. And she's just, they're all three of them are just barreling along.
Well, yeah, and they're ready-made campaign commercials for the Trump, not only the Trump campaign, but for all the way down the line, for Senate and for Congress and even for state Senate and, you know, and all the way down to mayor and dog catcher, one might think, and say, look, these kinds of values, these kinds of tactics, this isn't what we're about in this country, and I think it will have a big, big effect. And not even to mention, of course, the, what is it, 24 or 25, and now I guess one less with Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, but somebody else will jump in, because remember we might have Tom
Steyer.
Yeah, coming
right
in. And I'm still thinking that the woman in Georgia there, Gwen, whatever her name was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The gubernatorial candidate, I'm still thinking that she's going to jump into it.
She might, because, well, and here's the funny thing. She's also been described as a rising star, quote unquote, exactly the same.
Yeah,
as
by Joe Biden.
Swalwell. Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same as Eric Swalwell was described as the rising star, but he wasn't even pulling up to 1% or something like that, so he got the message.
Well, yeah, nobody's going to vote for him. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Trump administration with a warning for Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
On Monday, Vice President Mike Pence was delivering remarks to the Christians United for Israel conference in Washington, D.C. The vice president had a message for everyone regarding Iran.
The president also made one other promise. He promised to stand up to the world's leading state sponsor of terror. And he did just that when he withdrew the United States of America from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. There will be no more pallets of cash to the mullahs in Iran.
In other news, beware of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. At the second day of the annual running of the bulls, at least five people hurt, including two Americans. One man from San Francisco, the other from Kentucky. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by your friends at the GEICO Insurance Office near you. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio show host. Now, you can ask your local GEICO office about coverage for just about anything you own, your car or your truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, and it can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO insurance agency near you. Now, to find out where the local GEICO agency is, you either check it out in the phone book, or you look them up online, or you go to the GEICO.com website, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com website, to find out where your local agent is in your area. That's G-E-I-C-O. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Nancy Pelosi said that the House is going to vote soon whether or not to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress for defying subpoenas for documents related to the 2020 census, which will be voted on by the House.
Right, exactly. Well,
you know, we're going to see how that plays out because obviously, you know, Nancy Pelosi is looking again for any other kind of thing to use in the media and, hate to use this word again, but it's, you know, weaponize her own position in order to try to get to make Barr look bad politically, but it's something, it's a process that you work through, and it seems to me that the Congress is more interested in issuing subpoenas and holding hearings and doing all these kinds of things rather than simply doing what they're supposed to do anyway.
Now, in lieu of New York State and the fact that they've cleared the way for the release of Donald Trump's state tax returns from New York State to be released, the DOJ is filing a suit to halt the releasing and the public pronouncement, if you will, of the Trump financial documents.
That's right, yeah, and I think this is the second time this is sort of coming around and so forth. So, again, this whole thing of getting at tax returns has always mystified me because are the tax returns going to show Russian collusion? Or, in other words, what are they supposed to find in these tax returns? And I would think that they're, whatever they find, they will turn into the worst possible thing ever in the history of the world, basically. And I think the American
people... And that is?
Well, first of all, that, you know, Trump, you know, has made money in the past.
Or and lost it.
And lost money, but yet every single business
made money. And made it back.
Money. Well, mm-hmm. Exactly. And in America, we call that being a very good businessman who's able to bounce back from things that don't go the way that you think they're going to go. So many businesses, and this is unfortunate, of course, but so many businesses fail. Projects get started, but they don't work out.
Well, look at his casinos.
That's right. That's right. And there are all kinds of different factors that go into it. But, for example, if someone in your community, if they opened a business and it didn't work out, you wouldn't try to rake them over the coals for some reason, unless I guess it was for some political reason, because most people understand that not everything always works out. But here's the thing. In America, if we fail at something, we bounce back. We come up with a different idea. We build a better mousetrap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, goodness gracious, look back in history. I recall studying about Teddy Roosevelt. There were many things that Teddy Roosevelt did, and you could consider quote-unquote failures, but yet he rose to the highest office of the land, incredibly influential in the history of our nation. So this is, winners continue to move along. They don't stop when something good doesn't go their way.
Now, the Democratic leadership in the Congress, House, and Senate has invited the champion U.S. women's soccer team to the Capitol, and I understand the soccer captain just vociferously said, oh yeah, we'll be there, thank you, we'll be there.
Well, of course. Well, this comes on the heels of the expletive, peppered thing about we're not going to the White House ever and this kind of thing.
Well, three of them said that.
Yes.
By the way, the same three that dropped the American flag and then walked on it.
Yes.
At the closing ceremonies.
Yep.
Until one of our heroines reached down, picked up the flag, and kept it off the ground.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, and again, unfortunately, again, something that so many Americans can be proud of or we could cheer on a team and so forth, unfortunately, the politics were introduced into all of this, and it makes for something to be very, very uncomfortable, and it's very, very sad. So, yeah, they'll go to Capitol Hill, I think, and meet Schumer, perhaps, but of course, it remains to be seen if there will be any White House visits in the offing.
Well, some of them will go, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak made quite a statement yesterday. He last year deleted his Facebook account, and he this year came out and said he told people to get off Facebook.
Yeah, I saw a little bit about that. Very interesting. I think, is he concerned, I think, about the privacy and security as a result of that?
Well, yeah, plus the censorship that's going on now. If you say something that somebody doesn't like, doesn't matter whether or not you think it's okay or not, it's going to be deleted and they're going to block you or put you in what they call Facebook jail for a week or two or three or four.
Yeah, and we know some folks, don't we, Captain, who recently emerged from Facebook jail.
Let's see. Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, that's right. I was glad to see him back. It's really something, of course, because in this day and age when we think that we have free speech on these kinds of platforms, we really don't. And of course, it turns out to be a private platform, and this is where I think the big clash is going to be. If someone owns the platform or it's private, then can they regulate the speech that's there? But of course, also, it has such a major influence in our society, in our culture. At what point do you have regulations that say you can't regulate that kind of thing on your platform? So this is going to be this is not going to be solved very easily, and it's going to go on for a long time.
Now, Elizabeth Warren just raised $19.1 million, topping Bernie Sanders in the new fundraising for the second quarter. That's quite a feat.
Well, it sure is. And again, I think, in other words, is Elizabeth Warren the new Bernie Sanders in terms of getting this kind of support, because Bernie Sanders is sort of perhaps gone past the expiration date at this point. No matter what he's saying, Elizabeth Warren seems to go to the left of Bernie Sanders, and maybe that's where that kind of support is right now.
And I can't wait to see the response from the darlings, the freshman Dems, because Newt Gingrich said that Nancy Pelosi is dealing with virtually crazy freshman Dems.
Well, and speaking as a former speaker, I think he probably knows exactly what he's talking about. And so, again, even though Nancy Pelosi is not, in political harmony hardly at all with any conservative or Republican or conservative-thinking person, she's in quite a quandary, because those new Democrats who have come in, they're so far left, and like I was saying earlier, are they trying to, bring on the, for lack of a better expression, bring on the revolution because everything is broken and we're going to replace everything, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just having to deal with this, and mm-hmm. that's actually where the story is, Captain. The mainstream mm-hmm. media is not really touching it.
And finally, Attorney General Bill Barr says that Robert Mueller's Hill testimony is going to be quite the public spectacle.
That's exactly what he said, and he also said as well that if Robert Mueller decided he did not want to go testify, he would have the full support of the
yep.
DOJ.
Yep.
So because what is he going to say on the Hill? He's already given his report. That's his testimony.
Well, he already publicly in a speech said that my testimony is my report.
Exactly. And so one would think that if any question that's put to him, he can simply say, please go read my report, so that he doesn't add to it, because now he'd be revising his report that was already delivered.
By the way, one final question for you. Are you doing any shake, rattling, and rolling out there in California right now?
It's been quiet. There's all kinds of aftershocks, but at least in the area that I'm in, we're not feeling them because they haven't risen to the level of the 6 or the 7.0s that really caused a lot of shaking, even in Orange County.
Well, they're saying they expect another significant quake. Didn't say what it was, but another significant quake in the next week or so. And then from then on, it should be the smaller ones. That's what person said.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's a small percentage chance that we'd have a larger event than the 7.1 within a week, and then it'll trail off from there. And I sure hope so, because the people of Ridgecrest have just been pounded by this.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and check him out by going to KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. Coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway weather report, and we got some areas out there where we have got some rain and some flooding, especially way up in the north part of the United States. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
a buddy Leland Martin hanging around somewhere up there along the Canadian border. And if he's up that way tonight, depending on where he's at, Montana, North Dakota, or Minnesota, he could be in a lot of rain. And there's a lot of flooding going on up in those three areas I just mentioned, plus some more to boot. And I'll get into all of that right now. Now, severe thunderstorms are producing large hail and damaging straight-line wind gusts through tonight across parts of the eastern Wyoming area into east southern South Dakota, northern Nebraska. Above normal temperatures will continue to result in a risk for wildfires over much of the desert southwest right now. By the way, there is a fire watch as well as an excessive heat watch for portions of Arizona right into California. We'll get into that in a minute, too. But the heat is not confined with the 110-plus degree weather out in Arizona to just that area, because we've got plenty of heat warnings in Oklahoma, in Arkansas, in Louisiana, in the south, the eastern part of Texas, to include the Metroplex, Dallas, all the way east up I-30 and across I-20, and also the western part of Mississippi, not to be left out of the mix there with the high heat warnings. Okay, so we'll take I-10 across the country, except for the high heat. You're looking good. Now, there is a low, developing low, that is coming down out of Georgia, which is working its way down into the Gulf. Now, this is a trough of low pressure currently located over south-central Georgia, producing a number of disorganized showers. Now, this disturbance is expected to move southward or southwestward during the next day or two. And this broad area of low pressure is forecast to then form over the northeastern Gulf of Mexico sometime Wednesday. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for development, and a tropical depression is likely to form by the end of the week, possibly even a tropical storm, while the low moves slowly westward across the northern part of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, this system, when it develops, will, of course, have the rotation to it, but it will move away from the central part of Florida. Now, initially, there's going to be some wind. There's going to be some rain. The question is how much and whether or not it's going to move away sooner rather than later to dump a lot of rain on portions of Florida that certainly have had a lot of rain in the last few days. So the formation is high, 80% through Friday. We will see what happens. Right now, the formation for the next 48 hours is still at 30%, but that's where we're at with that system. Now, taking a look at the northern routes, I-90, I-94, I-80, let's go up into Minnesota, because the Twin Cities west along I-94, you are going to have some severe storms moving into the Minneapolis area, into the Twin City area, as well as up towards the Canadian border, going up I-35. You will run into some bad weather going out of Minneapolis tonight in terms of storms that are firing up right now in that area. Now, in North Dakota, again, along I-94, west of Fargo, Bismarck, you will have, right now, there's been a lot of rain, heavy rain. There's a flood warning in the Bismarck, North Dakota area along I-94, and that continues all the way over into Montana, and the eastern one-third of Montana is under a flood warning and watch right now, as well as some severe thunderstorms, which are still brewing in Montana tonight. Now, moving down to I-90, you're looking pretty good down there. Might have a little bit of weather in South Dakota in terms of rain showers coming across, but that's about it. But you're looking good at I-90 going back across and up into Seattle. Now, I-80, that area right now looks pretty good as we speak. However, in Nebraska, the south-central part of Nebraska, you have got a high heat warning along with thunderstorms that have been predominant pretty much all afternoon and all evening, still all around the southern central part of Nebraska tonight. Also in northern Kansas, the same thing. We've got weather there. So I-70, about halfway across Kansas, you're going to find some storms. They have been moving pretty much south-southeast, so we'll see where that winds up taking you. But I-40, looking good coming across, except for the high heat you're going to run into, the excessive warm temperatures in Arkansas, western Tennessee, and Oklahoma. Other than that, you're looking good all the way out to California. Now, again, keep your eyes on the weather map, especially in the Gulf, because that system will affect I-10 Wednesday over Thursday into the day Thursday and possibly Thursday night before it moves away towards the west. But it's going to pretty much the bands of rain and the wind will definitely be coming up onto the I-10 corridor as the storm moves to the west. Those bands of rain will be following right along with it, rotating around, taking I-10 right along. And by the way, it's going to go in somewhere in Texas. Don't know where, and don't know, again, whether or not it will be a tropical depression or a tropical storm, but this is a big rain maker. That's what this is going to be for sure. And in the Houston area, they've already had plenty of rain. Ground is saturated. Western Louisiana, too, so any excessive amount of rain is going to cause a lot of flooding in that area, so that's where we're at right now in terms of the weather. Now, don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops is not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because they got some pretty doggone good food in what used to be a fast food jungle in terms of grabbing one of the sandwiches they had made from the kitchen and the pile and all that. They've got places like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and Dunkin' Donuts, who, by the way, has food now in many of the Pilots. In the larger travel centers, the Pilots and the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, and I've been to all three of those places, and they are good. Plus, you'll have, at the travel centers, all the amenities that you need. Ample parking, Cat Scales, the Transflow Express travel documents to get your permits for your oversized, overweight, overhyped loads, trip packs to get your loads in time to get paid, truck washes either at the facilities or nearby, audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet in the building and in the parking lot, and also lounges with big-screen televisions for professional drivers. So it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore at a Pilot or Flying J. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. And to our friends up there in Valdosta tonight, howdy, howdy. Hope you're all doing well up there listening to the program. And we appreciate you having a show on while you're working there in the truck stop. All righty. We'll be back right after the top of the hour with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I'm sure she's going to have some interesting things to say tonight. And I shall return right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.